WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fourth consecutive month, the College Station School Board has discussed their first written policy addressing future changes to campus boundary zones. During last week's board meeting, Superintendent Clark Ely reviewed trigger points to discuss boundary changes. One is building utilization. Another is the percentage of low-income students on each campus. Board member Michael Schaefer also brought up two issues raised by parents during CSISD boundary changes last year that will be discussed next month.
I think there's a couple of things that I heard loud and clear through this last process was the distance to the schools. I think it was very important to me. And the other thing I think that really got my attention was an individual talked about how many times somebody in their family got rezoned.
The board is considering a process where they receive recommendations from administrators and collect feedback from the community by email and at least two public forums. Developers looking to open more land in College Station to build apartments and commercial businesses have a proposed economic development agreement with the city and Brazos County.
Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting agenda includes extending Dartmouth Street south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Developers have 2 years to start the first phase, about two blocks in length, in order to receive up to $250,000 or 25% of the cost of building the three-lane concrete street. Brazos County's participation, according to the city contract, is associated with the second phase of extending Dartmouth. A map of the proposal shows a third extension of Dartmouth going to Texas near Brothers Boulevard, but the right-of-way for the third phase has not been acquired. County commissioners have not taken action on the Dartmouth project, though tomorrow's county agenda includes discussion and possible action on unidentified economic development items. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The last Bryan City Council meeting included an update on development activities.
Dirt work on the extension of University Drive began and triggered interest in the properties surrounding the site as staff has received numerous calls and held meetings with developers that are very interested in development in that area.
City Manager Keene Register also pointed out continued activity in existing east side residential developments.
Final plat of phase 6 for Austin's Estate at Thornberry and Austin's Estate, which has been received and will consist of 12 new estate lots at over an acre each.
Register says single-family home building permits citywide between January and April is 26% higher compared to the same period last year. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is in need of summer volunteers. Distribution manager Rhonda Behrens says one of the main things they need help with is sorting food.
Sorting involves checking for the quality, checking the food for cosmetic damage, making sure that the product is not expired.
Barron says summer volunteer shifts are Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and from 12:30 to 3:30. Individuals and groups interested in volunteering can go online to bvfb.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 63 degrees. Call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
For over 35 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 16 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning, 7-Eleven. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly sunny day shaping up for the region. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm today. Temperatures will be close to 80 degrees this afternoon. It's going to turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine. High is going to be 80 to 85. Clear tomorrow night, low of 60 to 65. Sunny and warmer by the time we get to Thursday. Highs are going to be 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the SEC tournament as the A&M baseball team gets set to take on Missouri today. Meanwhile, Michigan is in hot water as sexual assault allegations. Sexual assault allegations have been brought against some of the university's football players. And the Spurs season comes to an end at the hands of the Golden State Warriors. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So Scott Dixon is, the answer to a trivia question. I'm not sure. He's apparently a driver at the Indianapolis 500. He posted a four-lap qualifying time of 232 miles an hour on Sunday. That's the fastest time since 1996.
Wow.
Got the pole position for next weekend's Indy 500. Then about 10 o'clock on Sunday night, he stopped at Taco Bell in West Indianapolis with his wife and a former Indy driver, and they were robbed.
Oh, wow.
Man,
that's unfortunate.
Yes, it is. Not the kind of publicity anybody wants.
No.
The Indianapolis 500, Indianapolis, or Taco Bell. The two boys, I said boys because they were 14 and 15.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
Later arrested for the crime. So there you go. We had talked last hour about the president's budget will be rolled out this morning, and we'll get a chance to see what his ideas are. And we discussed on the campaign trail and actually in his State of the Union address, the president had talked about infrastructure and how it's important because, well, just the transportation mechanisms that we use are getting older.
Mm.
Now we find out that a sinkhole has appeared outside Mar-a-Lago.
Oh,
yeah, right there.
Oh, you might want to take care of that infrastructure.
Yep, yeah. Palm Beach Daily News says residents were alerted to a 4-foot by 4-foot hole near the new water main that was put in. Utility crews reportedly secured the sinkhole outside of the club and set forth in an exploratory excavation to determine what the cause of that was. Yeah. Yeah, that one will get fixed without the budget being passed.
Yeah, there's an infrastructure problem.
I don't think you have to worry about that happening. All right, here's your cute picture today on Pinterest.
Okay.
It would be Maria and Paulina. Their shots are Pinterest perfect, featuring the ladies in coordinated outfits and a twice-in-a-lifetime occurrence because they each just turned 100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
I thought we were talking about Paulina Gretzky. What cute picture
yeah,
is she
no,
in?
No, no, no. These would be these 100-year-old ladies here.
Okay.
Camila Lima reached out to the sisters in their native Brazil, tells goodhousekeeping.com that they were all excited about the opportunity to put on their best clothes for the photo shoot. Both seniors have big old families. Pauline has 6 kids, 19 grandkids, and 16 great-grandchildren. Marie with 5 kids, 12 grandkids, and 7 great-grandbabies. So there you go.
All right.
Like lots of twinsies, they're most grateful for one another.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay. Sitting down for this one. When Seattle police officers write use of force reports, they no longer call a suspect a suspect. The new term will be community member.
Oh, no.
I want you to think about this for a minute, okay? Several officers say the term is offensive, explaining their work sometimes has to do with violent suspects. You want to be a violent community member?
Huh? Exactly.
Wow. Sources point to the suspect who shot 3 officers last month.
You mean the community member?
Yeah, really. After a downtown Seattle armed robbery. When officers involved in that incident were writing their use of force reports, they were required to refer to the shooter as a, quote, community member and not a suspect.
That's ridiculous.
Of course it is, but it's Seattle who's, I guess, maybe trying to outdo Portland.
Yeah.
So let's just follow the timeline here. If anybody is satisfied by the fact that they've changed it to community member,
yeah.
10, 15 years down the line, they call people who are involved in crimes community members. Will they soon not be able to say that anymore, too?
Well, and who says they're community members? This person may be from someplace else and came in and perpetrated the crime.
Very true. Not all criminals are from that area.
But we're not done. We're not done. Last fall, the Washington Department of Corrections stopped calling inmates offenders. They are now using the term students.
Oh, my God.
Students. You see, the term offender does have a negative.
It's offensive.
Oh,
really?
It's a negative connotation.
Really? It was offensive when they committed their crime.
Right. Yeah. So what, they're being called students because they're in a correctional facility?
Well, the thing is, there are certain words that can have double meaning, but you don't want to take a word like student
and
give it a meaning of negativity.
You're going to be an honor student?
Right. Yeah. In jail?
You're not.
My kid's an honor student. At the West Point facility or wherever.
You're not upping the quality of the word prisoners. You're lowering the quality of the word students.
Exactly.
You see, here's the deal. And they quote here the Department of Corrections Acting Secretary Dick Morgan in an internal departmental memo. The term offender does have a negative connotation and significantly impacts a broad group of people and communities.
This is newspeak. Has anybody read 1984?
Again, this is not from The Onion. Okay, this is not from The Onion. This is real news. This is real news. So now in Seattle, you're a community member. You're not a suspect. And if you are already incarcerated,
You're a student and not an offender.
You're
a student.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Everybody feel better now? Good. So we've got, locally, we're about to extend Dartmouth, huh?
Yes.
Going to do like 3 stages of this thing?
Yeah, so it sounds like, Thursday night's College Station City Council. That's where they'll look at the proposal. But Dartmouth, about 4 blocks south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
Yeah, it's right here. It's in our backyard.
Right here, yep. And so developers are going to have 2 years to start the first phase, among other requirements, to receive 25% of that construction cost.
Wow.
It'll just kind of continue from there.
And the mayor mentioned this, I guess, about a month ago. We were talking about how eventually it's going to loop around and come into Texas Avenue. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. Where's it going to go? All the way to Texas? Yeah. Or?
But the thing is, they're going to, you know, step it, I guess, incrementally. So no more cows back there, huh?
I know. They're going to have to.
The cows going away?
Moo cows are going to have to find a new home.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Think of the cows.
Isn't there like a little neighborhood there kind of behind the Burger King to our right over here kind of?
Yeah. But it'll be before that. It'll come in before that.
All right,
my thought is over there right by the auto parts store.
West of that, I guess,
a
little bit.
What is that? That's an O'Reilly's auto parts store.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that'll come in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And okay. There's a funeral home on the other side of, I think that's Morgan's Lane right there. So I don't know. I guess somebody from College Station who knows could tell us instead of us who don't know as to where it's going to come
pontificating.
In. Pontificating. Well, but those kind of things are really, really important.
Well, and here in the script it says to finish the Dartmouth extension to Texas near Brothers Boulevard, more right-of-way would have to be acquired.
Oh, all right.
So county commissioners have not taken action yet, but they today's county agenda includes discussion on unidentified economic development items.
Okay.
It could happen. We could hear more today from the county.
So I see a top down of that area so that I can kind of
So Brothers comes out right across from their two
kind of in between
mobile home
Sonic.
Parks.
Their
two mobile home parks. Yeah, the Brothers is down from the Sonic, south of Sonic just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's where that is. And so if it loops around right there.
Okay,
and I guess that's
right.
Far enough. You know, you got to start worried about traffic-controlled intersections because, you know, you got to put a light in and there's another light. And
you know, Texas and that 2818 intersection, that is by far one of the best lit intersections in the city.
No, exactly.
Those lights are awesome, especially at 4 a.m. when I'm trying to get to work and there's no one else in the intersection.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there.
Yeah, hello.
I'm sitting there.
Well, they're not cows. They're community meters.
Oh, that's you know, you're right. Community meters.
Meters.
That's M-E-A-T-E-R-S.
Got it.
Can't be calling them cows anymore. You're not a suspect. You're a community member. Didn't they have that discussion some point and they looked at each other and said, what are we doing here?
Right. That to me seems like the type of idea that came from somebody really nice that everybody likes. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, no, you guys don't understand. This is what we got to do. And they're like, yeah.
Someone texted in and said, so now if you have a convicted sex offender, is that a now sex student?
Oh, gosh.
Someone else texted in, they're students because they tried to get an unauthorized student discount.
And the deal is, look. There are people out there who are really well-meaning. I understand that.
Absolutely.
They just don't know the people they're sharing zip codes with, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some bad folks out there.
Right.
Sure.
Really, really
bad hombres.
Bad folks. Exactly. And I understand that you would like to think that if you named them something that sounds more neutral, that their behavior would be more neutral. But I believe you could talk to anybody who has to wear body armor and a camera when they're dealing with them. That they basically would explain to you that, no, they're really not. And if you're nice to them, it's not really going to make any difference.
You can call a cat a dog, but it's not going to come when you call its name.
The Isle at Watercrest Assisted Living Community in Bryan provides exceptional senior living. We believe caring for an individual includes caring for their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. That's why our residents maintain as much independence as possible while receiving compassionate, comprehensive care. Licensed nurses and caregivers are on duty 24 hours every day. And we offer an extended care program on our third floor for residents needing a higher level of assistance. The Isle at Watercrest, honoring aging. Learn more at jeaseniorliving.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, 724 and Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Coming up in the next half hour... the one kitchen appliance that causes more discussions with your spouse or roommate, the dishwasher. Talking about the dishwasher.
Yeah,
I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, could happen. Officials at DFW found something rather bizarre in a passenger's luggage. Security officers seized dozens of pieces of a bird's nest from a traveler arriving from Vietnam. Officials say the passenger failed to declare this strange item, even after being asked directly about it. customs officers say the nest pieces are eaten in some countries that are considered a delicacy.
Hmm.
It's a nest.
Yeah, it's like twigs.
It's prohibited from being brought into the United States because it can carry avian influenza virus.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Confiscated,
makes sense.
Destroyed. He
AKA
was fined
bird flu.
$300. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is to teach these criminals in Washington a little bit more etiquette. I mean, imagine them sitting in a jail cell. You know, now I'm a community member, and I got commuting after I took a withdrawal from the gas station.
An unauthorized withdrawal.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Someone also texted in and said, locally, mental health deputies are required to call the people that they arrest or take for mental evaluation clients, even those who are arrested for violent offenses.
Clients. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess it's hitting a little closer to home than we thought.
Like, are they paying for those services?
Well, no, we are. That's what we do. Yeah, yeah. That's
so wouldn't that make us the clients?
Yeah, we're paying.
The benefactor.
Yeah, we're paying so that they can be called clients.
Okay. Mm.
Okay. 7:25. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. About 80 for a high temperature today. Do have still a slight chance of some showers. Don't seem to be any in the area right now. 50-50 chance. And same thing for tonight with a low of 67. Then it starts warming up. 83 for tomorrow with sunshine. Near 90 on Thursday. Same thing for Friday. And then Saturday got some clouds rolling in, but we'll still be right around 90 or a little warmer. Right now the winds are out of the north at 8, which makes it kind of pleasant. 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 64.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis. I've sold many of you track loaders and mini excavators over the past 12 years. Well, now Felix Gallegos and myself have started our own construction equipment sales and service company, ASAP Equipment. We are at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911, 979-353-0911, or visit us at asapequip.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Earlier this month, Aetna pulled out of Obamacare in Virginia. They're losing too much money. Other big insurers are also leaving, like Humana. They announced they're getting out of all Obamacare exchanges next year. So guess who the left is blaming? President Trump. After Aetna's announcement, the president tweeted two words, death spiral. After Humana's declaration, Trump posted, Obamacare continues to fail. Those two statements, says the New York Times, nudged Obamacare downward. And they're not just blaming Trump. All the opponents of Obamacare have supposedly contributed to the problem by making self-fulfilling prophecies that Obamacare would fail. They kept saying it was going to collapse, and now thanks to them saying it was going to collapse, it is. Meanwhile, the next big legal hurdle facing Obamacare is subsidies. Federal court has already decided that the law's cost-sharing subsidies are not constitutional. Liberals are demanding that the Trump administration appeal that ruling. See, the liberals know that Obamacare will be dead in the water if the earlier ruling stands and subsidies go away. So they're already laying the groundwork to blame Trump if that happens. So Obamacare was designed to fail with no outside help. It was built on lies. It was unsustainable from the get-go. It's been in a death spiral since the day Obama signed it. They and only they are to blame. But what's happening is exactly what they want to happen. This is how you get to single payer.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock. BCRadio.com/rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The City of College Station's Economic Development Fund in Brazos County could be paying for a street extension to open up land for building apartments and commercial businesses.
The proposal on the agenda for Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting would extend Dartmouth about four blocks south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Developers have 2 years to start the first phase, among other requirements, to receive 25% of the construction cost, up to $250,000. City's contract with the developer is subject to Brazos County entering an agreement where the county could put money into a second extension. To finish the Dartmouth extension, the Texas near Brothers Boulevard and more right-of-way would have to be acquired. County commissioners have not taken action on the Dartmouth project, though tomorrow's county agenda includes discussion and possible action on unidentified economic development items. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A variety of development projects in Bryan was shared at the last city council meeting by City Manager Keene Register.
Staff received new plans for a 16,000 square foot addition to the Brazos Christian School on West Villa Maria, including addition of 83 new parking spaces that will greatly aid the congestion and parking issues, especially on football evenings.
The West Side update included two projects next to the Traditions.
The Hawthorne at Traditions, a multifamily complex which is almost complete, and the Broadstone at Traditions has started their dirt work to begin their multifamily complex across the street from the Hawthorne.
Also on the west side, Register says Baylor Scott & White has received its certificate of occupancy for a new clinic on Villa Maria. The College Station School Board continues to work towards their first written policy of how to handle future changes in campus boundaries. The current proposal calls for an annual review in January. What will compose the review is still being discussed. But a common thread at last week's board meeting was determining what would trigger consideration of changing boundaries. Superintendent Clark Ely talked about building utilization.
We've got a few too many kids are overutilized at College Hills and underutilized at Pebble Creek. And the other ones are within their tolerances. Some are at the higher end, but are not having the effect of all the kids that we're having right now at College Hills.
Dr. Ely also talked about other options before considering boundary changes.
Using the College Hills and Pebble Creek example, do we cap enrollment? Do we, look at transfers? Do we change one line to move kids?
While the superintendent recommended population limits between 85 and 115% of a building's capacity, some board members discussed a range of between 90 and 110%. If and when boundary changes take place, the board is considering a process where they start with recommendations from administrators. Then the board collects community feedback, which includes at least two public forums. School finance reform efforts at the state capitol may become the victim of politics as the House and the Senate find themselves more than $1 billion apart.
This body took the issue of school finance very seriously.
House Education Chair Dan Huberty insinuating that perhaps the state Senate isn't quite as serious after watching them tear into his reform bill.
And I watched what they did to the work that we did here as a collaborative body.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick released a statement about the Senate version, saying it's hard for him to believe any Texas lawmaker would vote against $500 million for public schools.
As we pass House Bill 21 out with almost $1.9 billion of funding for our public school system, I'm not certain that we're going home with anything.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Bryan police are looking for two men accused of a daytime armed robbery yesterday at a Westside convenience store. Just after 11 a.m., an undisclosed amount of money was taken from the Easy Shop at FM 2818 and La Brisa. No injuries were reported and no additional suspect information was released. Suspects are also being sought in a strong-armed robbery Friday night just after 7 in a Bryan residential neighborhood. The victim reported he was making a purchase of an undisclosed item when two people attempted to drive off with his money. The victim grabbed onto the getaway car and was dragged a short distance before he let go. The victim received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Bryan police, following up on a hit-and-run crash Sunday night, found the suspect's car. According to the arrest report, 19-year-old Charles Manuel of Bryan has 16 active suspensions on his driver's license. Manuel was arrested for driving with an invalid license with one prior conviction, displaying a fictitious vehicle registration and warrants in two other Bryan Municipal Court traffic cases. And if you or your organization is looking for volunteer hours this summer, check out the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
Volunteer shifts during the summer are Monday through Friday. The first shift is from 9 to 12. Second shift is 12:30 to 3:30.
Distribution manager Rhonda Barron says most volunteer shifts involve sorting food.
Individuals who want to volunteer with us, you know, they need to be able to read the labels. They need to be able to make the decisions. Is this a good product? Is it good quality? Can we distribute it? And then they need to be able to sort it into all the different categories, such as fruits and vegetables and dry staples.
Go online to bvfb.org to find more information on volunteering at the food bank. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 63 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at TomLight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 33,48 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. 7:39. Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in the Brazos Valley. And the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Partly sunny days shaping up for the region. There could be a stray shower or thunderstorm today. Temperatures will be close to 80 degrees this afternoon. It's going to turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine. High is going to be 80 to 85. Clear tomorrow night, low of 60 to 65. Sunny and warmer by the time we get to Thursday. High is going to be 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the SEC tournament gets underway today, and the A&M baseball team is set to face Missouri in the first round. Meanwhile, new Brazos Valley Bombers manager Trey Porras weighs in on the upcoming season, and the postseason is over for the Spurs as the Golden State Warriors head to the NBA Finals. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you realize that radio has saved the planet Earth?
Of course it has.
Radio has saved us, and we didn't even know it.
Well, I knew it.
But. All right. Now, here's the deal that happens is, you know, there's a lot of research that goes on out there, and as time goes on, this research becomes public, and sometimes we get scared about things that we've done scientifically. You know, the scientists tell us about things that we've done that were irresponsible. Mm-hmm. Ozone layer, okay? Ozone layer, right? Remember that? And we had to quit using these kind of stuff in the aerosol cans because it busted a big old hole in the ozone layer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that melted Antarctica.
Uh-huh. And the polar bears.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. And mm-hmm. so, you know, pretty soon the oceans are going to come in and they'll be lapping at St. Louis, okay?
Right.
Because, you know, all that stuff.
So well, is it aerosol cans or is it our SUVs? What is it?
Could yeah. be anything. Scientists just discovered that humans, have accidentally generated a protective shield around the Earth. You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah,
see?
That's awesome.
Pat yourself on the back, humans. We did this. Mashable.com says a certain type of radio communication produces something like a bubble of radiation protection around our planet, protecting the Earth from the effects of solar storms. See?
Awesome.
The research published in the journal Space Science Review, I just got my copy yesterday, that's why I knew, says that they figured out that this under the right conditions radio communication signals in the VLF, which if you don't know, of course, is very low frequency range, can in fact affect the properties of high energy radiation around the Earth. That means that this type of radio signal, which is beamed from ground stations to submarines, can actually change the way naturally occurring radiation moves around the planet.
So
we're blocking it out.
We finally did something right.
We are blocking it out. The study explains that the nuclear tests performed by U.S. America and the Soviet Union during the late 1950s and early 1960s actually altered space weather. So there.
Boom.
It was a good thing. Start setting off those bombs out near Las Vegas again and see how that works out for you.
And turn on all your radios to WTAW.
That's right.
Yeah.
It'll all be better for you. Now you know. All right. So whether it's spouses or roommates or just the people who you live with, that whole discussion about dishwashers and what you're supposed to do with the dishes does become, different. I mean, think about the way you learn to prepare your dishes for the dishwasher. Now you're living with somebody who does it a different way. Probably can have some discussions over that.
Yep.
But coming to our rescue are the folks at Sub-Zero. They're the people who say, yes, you will pay that much for that appliance.
Gotcha.
Sub-Zero. These are the people who make stoves, the Wolf stoves that sell for up to $10,000. Yeah, yeah. Well, now they've got a dishwasher for you. It's called the Cove.
The Cove.
And it costs about $2,000.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Loading the dishwasher is usually among the most contentious household chores. So Cove has made adjustable racks so that everyone can load the dishwasher correctly. They're bright green coatings that mark the areas of the racks that adjust to better accommodate the many different dishes and arrangement quirks. See, children didn't use the dishwasher as much as their parents would like for them to, according to a survey from the folks at Sub-Zero. Customers typically pick their stove or refrigerator first, design the kitchen around those appliances, and basically the dishwasher lags behind. What makes the Cove worth $2,000, you ask? They have 200 cycle options.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? 41 jets on 3 spray arms.
I don't need that many options.
No, I like clean.
That's the only option I need.
I like the idea that you can switch around the racks and stuff like that, but not for quirk reasons, but more like for size of certain dishes reasons.
Right.
That's
some pans
cool.
and things like that.
Okay. Not worth $2,000.
Now, and so you understand, here's the deal. Is Sub-Zero views European luxury brands as their main competitors. So they say that its dishwasher, they really said this, will better suit North American tableware styles. You see, because Americans tend to use deeper bowls and bigger platters.
Yeah, because we're fat.
They're fat. That's exactly right.
That's the left-handed compliment stuff.
The Europeans, once again, look down their nose at us for
they have their
yet
little
one
tiny
more reason.
Teacups
That's
and their
right.
little plates.
Plus, we have thicker stoneware. Yep. We have concave plates, again, to hold more. We got the big old lasagna pans and casserole dishes, all of that stuff. And it had to be taken into consideration. Plus, we drink a lot of wine.
Mm.
All of these things.
But the good news is they don't sweat much for fat people.
Yeah. We wanted to be able to put in as many wine glasses as it would allow as they designed
this. Wow, okay.
Now, the deal is that Sub-Zero launched this project 10 years ago, but then the recession hit, so they had to put it on the back burner, so
no
to
one
speak.
Could afford the dishwasher.
That's exactly right. So this year they're expected to launch it. And the Cove, they'll be adjusting features like the Cove's drying cycles and also
200.
The angles of the tines. Yeah. $2,000 for it.
Yeah, but then 200 cycle options. So right. I think about when I do laundry, my cycle options depend on, you know, what I'm washing or drying.
Right.
And so, but to do that, you have to sort.
Well, see, that maybe that's where we're going.
Right.
Maybe
so are you going to have to sort your dishwasher?
Sort your dishes. Do the glassware and silverware first, and then
No.
Pass. Yeah. Hard pass.
Yeah, just letting you know, there it is. So it's.
I would just end up using the general cycle option all the time.
You come home and you have your hands buried in your face, and the person you live with goes, "What's wrong?" Well, it's the Cove. It's just asking me so many questions that I can't
I'm
really
depressed
wash.
Because my dishwasher.
Yes. And most importantly, Cove dishwashers will be quiet.
Oh.
And in fact, they promise an extra quiet cycle. Look, I don't know. The impeller has got to be going at like X number of RPMs and chewing stuff up for me to go, huh, there's the dishwasher going.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think mine is pretty quiet. Maybe it's not. I don't. And what's going on? Because the dishwasher is not in the living room with you as you're watching TV, okay?
Yeah. And
it's
well,
in the kitchen, which is over there.
Exactly. And the other thing is dishwasher safe, so like not safe for the dishwasher dishes, are still going to be not safe for the dishwasher.
That's right. Right.
So unless they have a special cycle for not safe, then, you know.
I'm sure there'll be a video soon. Look for it. It'll be the Sub-Zero. It's the Cove, a dishwasher that costs you $2,000.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Today, I've got a great idea to help you improve your marriage. And it's simple, but it'll take some courage on your part. Here's what you do. Ask your spouse to share 2 things that you do in your marriage that he or she likes, and 2 things you can do to make your marriage better. The first part, hearing what you do well, is easy, and you'll enjoy that part. We all love pats on the back and being told how much we shine. It's the second part, what you can do better, that'll take some courage to hear. But I hope you'll take the risk. I did it. I once asked my wife if there was something that I could do to better our relationship. Normally, she'd take a little time to think about it, but instead, she had an immediate answer for me. She said, "I can think of two things." Such a quick response was tough to hear, just like constructive feedback might be tough for you to hear. But that's why marriage is for grown-ups. Strong relationships don't happen by accident. They're built by husbands and wives who can hear constructive feedback without getting defensive or shutting down. Most of the suggestions your spouse makes will probably be improvements you should want to make for yourself anyway. If you're growing as a person, you'll grow in your marriage. So, two things you do well and two things you can improve. Asking your spouse to fill in those blanks takes some courage. But if you'll take what they say to heart, your marriage can go from good to great. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
I'm Dana Lash with NRA CarryGuard. I carry my firearm every day. I pray I'll never be forced to use it. But if I do, I know NRA CarryGuard will have my back. I can choose up to $1 million in insurance-backed protection, plus a special attorney referral network to give me the representation I need. Learn more and sign up today at NRACarry.com or call 1-866-NRA-1234 to become an NRA CarryGuard member today.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning New Holland and Kubota dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the number 25 Texas A&M baseball team begins their defense of the SEC tournament title today when they play the Missouri Tigers in a first-round game at Hoover Metropolitan Stadium. The Aggs own an 8-5 record all-time at the SEC tournament, logging a pair of wins in both 2013 and 2015 in addition to last year's title run. The winner of today's game advances to a quarterfinal game tomorrow against the LSU Tigers. The tournament lid lifter between South Carolina and Vanderbilt is slated for 9:30 a.m., with the A&M-Missouri game beginning approximately 30 minutes after that game's complete. And you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Aggie baseball team also had four players honored by the Southeastern Conference yesterday as the league announced the 2017 Baseball Awards and all SEC teams, recognizing standout performances from the season. Braden Shoemake led the Aggie contention, earning SEC Freshman of the Year, First Team All-SEC, and SEC All-Freshman Team honors. Hunter Coleman and Logan Foster joined Shoemake on the SEC All-Freshman Team. Brigham Hill rounded out the honorees as he was named to the SEC All-Defensive Team. Speaking of baseball, the Brazos Valley Bomber season is right around the corner, and the four-time defending TCL champions were thrilled to announce several explosive 2017 promotional theme nights for the upcoming season. New manager Trey Portis also spoke on whether or not he's feeling the pressure to keep up the Bombers' winning ways this season.
No pressure at all. Yeah. No, seriously, what Kurt was able to build here is incredible, and really we just want to build on it as well. You know, it's nice. There'll be a few returning Bombers, but all these guys have a chance to write their page in Bombers history this season. So it's nice, and obviously you see what a commitment the community's made with the investment they've made in the field and everything they do for us. But at the same time, it's their turn. It's our guys. It's a 2017 version of the Bombers, and it's their time for them to make their mark.
The star-studded 2017 promo lineup includes six fireworks shows, the most in Bombers history, eight custom jersey auctions, and a slew of theme nights and special events for the entire family to enjoy. The Bombers kick off the season Friday as they travel to face the Acadiana Canecutters at 7 p.m. In college football, Michigan State officials say they've concluded a Title IX investigation into an alleged sexual assault and haven't taken any action to remove three football players from the university. The Detroit Free Press reports Michigan State spokesman Jason Cody would not discuss the specifics or outcome of the investigation into the alleged January assault. There's no timeline for when or if charges will be filed. In Major League Baseball,
Springer's going to 3-2. His bounce up the third baseline, a fair ball past Castellanos and into the left field corner. Springer around third. He's going to try and score, and he will without a throw. It's an RBI double for Jose Altuve and a 1-0 Astros lead.
Jose Altuve provided the offense with an RBI double, and Brad Peacock and three relievers combined for a one-hitter to lead the Houston Astros to a 1-0 win over the Detroit Tigers. In his first start since September, Peacock allowed the lone hit and struck out 8 in 4 1/3 innings. Game 2 with the Tigers is tonight at Minute Maid, with first pitch scheduled for 7:10 p.m. The Rangers had the night off but returned to the Diamond tonight in Boston to face the Red Sox at 6:10 p.m., and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. And in the NBA,
Curry guarded by Forbes. Curry behind the back, puts out the break, step back off the dribble, three.
The Golden State Warriors await a possible third straight NBA final against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Steph Curry scored 36 points, and the Golden State Warriors closed out the Western Conference final against the injury-ravaged San Antonio Spurs with a 129-115 victory last night. The Warriors are the first team in league history to start the playoffs 12-0. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This fall, First Baptist Bryan is pleased to launch their brand new Mother's Day Out program. Beginning September 5th, their classes will run on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3 p.m. Open for kids ages 3 months through pre-K, their qualified teachers offer a warm, nurturing environment for your child. For more information and to register your child, visit fbcbryan.org/MDO. First Baptist Bryan Mother's Day Out, where helping hands meet happy hearts.
Bluebell ice cream is a spoonful of smiles, a bowl full of celebration, and two scoops of down-home optimism. It's a birthday party's grand finale, a first date's icebreaker, and a second trimester's persistent craving. Bluebell is a soft landing from a hard day, a team celebrating a win or erasing a loss. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. And for those who love our groom's cake, here comes the bride's cake, almond ice cream with gorgeous white cake pieces dressed in rich amaretto cream cheese icing. Both worth a trip down the aisle. The ice cream aisle, that is.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens drugstores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing, or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, it's time for Nature Gets Even. Nature Gets Even. What was it, like a year ago, a little bit more, that the some kind of a doctor went and shot, was that a tiger?
The lion.
Lion. The lion, yeah. Right.
Lion, Cecil.
Yeah, yeah, so, mm-hmm. Okay. But what was it, the lion's name?
Cecil.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you would.
Yep.
Big game hunter killed in South Africa by an elephant that fell over on him after he shot it.
Yeah, I heard about this.
See? See? Mm-hmm. They can get even. Oh. They can get even. All right. It's time for you to go in and be the smartest person in your office today, and we're going to help you get there. So as you walk in there today with your coffee cup, lean in the into the door frame and go, hey, by the way, did you know since the current water speed record was set at 318 miles an hour in 1978, everybody who's tried to beat it has died?
Wow.
Water okay. speed?
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
in a boat?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Okay. The state sport of Maryland, jousting.
Ah.
Yeah. Take every planet in our solar system and line them up so that they're all touching, and they would fit within the distance between the Earth and the Moon with room to spare.
Really? Wow,
that's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
Did not.
And did you know that there are more trees on Earth than there are stars in the galaxy?
What?
Think about that.
No.
More trees on... Check it out.
Wow.
Snopes will tell you. All right? More trees on Earth than there are stars in the galaxy. Thank you. 8 o'clock, WTA.